DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s, winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lower 30s, winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, around 37. As into Friday, becoming mostly sunny, few degrees cooler, temps lower 60s. Right now, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The commodity prices that USDA bases crop insurance coverage on will be up sharply this year as a result of the surge in exports and vastly improved markets that farmers are seeing. A higher spring price increases the farmer's revenue guarantee and borrowing capacity. The spring price for corn, as determined by the Risk Management Agency and USDA, will be $4.58 a bushel. That's the highest spring price since 2014 and 18% more than last year, according to analysis by the American Farm Bureau. Spring price for soybeans and cotton, the highest they have been since 2013. The Office of U.S. Trade Representative vowing not to take the same unilateral action of hitting China with tariffs the way the agency did during the Trump administration. Those tariffs resulted in retaliatory duties that hit American farmers hard and forced the U.S. to compensate by distributing some $28 billion in mostly direct payments as part of the Market Facilitation Program. America's agriculture communities have been burdened in recent years by erratic trade actions that were taken without a broader strategy. Those words from the U-Trade Rep's office in the 2021 Trade Agenda and 2020 Annual Report that was released earlier this week. They said the Biden administration committed to standing up for American farmers, ranchers, food manufacturers, and fishers by pursuing smarter trade policies that are inclusive and work for all producers. And USDA's Rural Utilities Service is seeking input on a final rule establishing a program to build out high-speed internet access around the country. The final rule that establishes USDA ReConnect program was filed in the Federal Register on Friday. Introduced as a pilot program in 2018, the Rural E-Connectivity Program has provided loans, grants, and those combinations to deploy broadband in rural areas that don't have a minimum of 10 megabits per second download and 1 megabit per second upload. Comments due by April 27th. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at laughlinranch.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Arctic blast that came through the state of Kansas just a couple of weeks ago, the big question for many farmers in the community and across the state is whether their wheat crops will survive from the extreme colds.
Right now, the crop of concern is certainly wheat in the lower states that we cover here from Kansas down into Oklahoma and Texas.
That was Greg Rule, the president and CEO of Servitech on KSN News, where he says the storms and the extreme cold did burn many of the plant leaves, but many of the crops across the state may look promising.
The soil profile in Kansas maintained temps in the 20 to 25 degree range, which really protected the roots of the plant.
In other news, after the statewide tornado siren test yesterday morning across the state of Kansas, the city of Nickerson didn't have any of their sirens go off, as they say it hasn't worked for a long time, and most people in the community are okay with it.
A lot of people have told us, you know, they don't want the tax dollars going for something that they already have a cell phone.
Mid-America Network News. If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Kansas legislators are moving quickly to create a low-interest loan program for cities to help them cover a spike in costs associated with providing heat and electricity to residents during last month's intense cold snap. A state House committee approved a bill earlier today that would allow the state to loan out $100 million of its idle funds immediately to cities that have community-owned electric and natural gas utilities. Sub-zero temperatures led to a big spike in demand for natural gas, along with other problems, such as freezing equipment, made gas harder to obtain, causing prices to jump. Legislative leaders hope to push the measure through both chambers by today. In other news, Wichita police say they arrested a man who attacked his girlfriend with a sword and stabbed her dog. Officer Charlie Davidson said today that 41-year-old James Brown was arrested. Police began looking for Brown early yesterday after officers found a 41-year-old woman suffering from severe cuts on her hand and back. She was hospitalized in serious condition. Davidson said in a news release that Brown and the woman began arguing. He allegedly hit the woman with the sword several times and stabbed the dog before leaving the scene. Mid-America Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The state has reported that Nebraska health officials administered nearly 87,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines last week as the state worked to distribute more shots. The number of doses of vaccines administered jumped to 86,737 last week from the previous week's total of only 52,000 and some change. State health officials say over 436,000 doses of the vaccine have now been administered, and 10% of Nebraska's population has now been fully vaccinated. State regulators have filed a lawsuit accusing a Nebraska ethanol plant of repeatedly failing to comply with their orders to clean up wastewater and old pesticide-laced seed corn. The lawsuit filed this week comes amid growing complaints about the Alt-N plant outside of Meade, a town of less than 600 people, about 37 miles west of Omaha. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt commented on National Consumer Protection Week and the Shred Day on Wednesday in Marysville.
Each year, the first week of March is designated by the Federal Trade Commission as National Consumer Protection Week. And I understand that not everybody celebrates it on their calendar like they might the 4th of July or Christmas, but it is an important opportunity for all of us to sort of reflect on how important it is that each of us take responsibility to protect our own personal information and our identity. We're our own best line of defense in terms of making sure that crooks and scammers don't have ready access to our bank account number, our social security number, and other personal info. And Consumer Protection Week's a great chance just to talk about that each year.
And to that end, you are sponsoring a Shred Day.
We are. During National Consumer Protection Week, for many years now, the Attorney General's office, which does a lot of consumer protection work, we sponsor, in partnership with locals typically, these shred opportunities around the state. This year, we're going to 10 different locations around the state, and we'll have a professional document shredding company on site. People will be able to come by and drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of papers, of records that they've maybe cleaned out while they were at home during the pandemic or otherwise, and know that they are safely destroyed. Those old bank records, check stubs, tax records, whatever it may be. The reason we do that is a couple of things. First, of course, it is a useful service to the people who actually participate, and we encourage as many people who can to do so. But also, it's a good opportunity to remind everybody that not only do we have to be mindful of our identity in the new ways that it's communicated, online, in the virtual world, digitally, but we still have to be mindful of the old ways that identity thieves have worked, which is dumpster diving and otherwise pulling information off of unsafely disposed of documents. So one of our stops this year will be in Marysville. We'll be in Marysville on Wednesday afternoon, the 3rd of March, after between 4 and 6 p.m., and we'll be at the Marysville Aquatic Center on South 8th Street.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jerry Munsterman, age 71, formerly of Hanover, passed away Monday at Wichita. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jerry Munsterman. Harvey J. Sayers, age 58, of Wymore, passed away February 25th. Memorial service is planned Friday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ, in Earnman, the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book, Thursday 9 to 5 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Harvey Sayers.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we'll continue with quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead bringing us sunny skies, dry weather, and we'll continue with dry weather as we head into tonight and into tomorrow. We do have a cold front that'll be swinging down from the north and into the central east central parts of the Midwest. Some areas will just see a little bit of some cloud cover as we head into tomorrow night with just a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Friday. Otherwise, it looks like dry weather as we head into the weekend with temperatures back into the 60s. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, lows at 37. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this date, 79. The average low, 26, the record low is 6 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:22, sunrise in the morning, 6:57.
Those who depend on crops for their livelihood are keen observers of weather patterns. We will share some of the signals they watch for in March on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 3rd, the 62nd day of the year. Guitar flat picker Doc Watson was born on this day, and in 1931, the Star-Spangled Banner was officially adopted as our national anthem. We've talked many times about the lions and lambs of March and how they refer not to the weather, but to the constellations that usher the month in and out. If you're looking for old-time weather wisdom, here's a few March proverbs to put to the test. A dry March and a wet May fill barns and bays with corn and hay. Another says, as it rains in March, so it rains in June. And here's a legend that says a damp month could mean a chilly spring. It goes, so many mists in March you see, so many frosts in May will be. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
The Nordish Motor Company has the price reduced on a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox in red or white. They have a 2021 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather interior. They have a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. It's all new this year. And a 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, brand new under $20,000 at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday after jumping out to 2 straight wins to open up the 2021 spring training. The Kansas City Royals couldn't keep the winning train moving. Taking on the Cubs, it would be a Rafael Ortega 3-run triple in the bottom of the 4th inning that would be just enough for Chicago to hold on, winning 3-2. The Royals will be back on the diamond today to take on the Chicago White Sox at Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona. First pitch set for 2:05 this afternoon. The American Athletic Conference has announced changes to the final weekend of the regular season. USF will now travel to Wichita this coming Saturday after the Shockers game with Temple, also scheduled for Saturday, was canceled due to suspension of activities at Temple. The USF-Wichita State matchup is set for noontime Central and will air on ESPN. The SMU-Tulsa game, scheduled for Sunday, has also been canceled due to a suspension of activities at SMU. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
An attorney for the family of a 5-year-old girl critically injured in a crash involving former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed says the girl suffered a devastating brain injury that's left her unable to speak or walk. Attorney Tom Porto said yesterday in an interview with ABC's Good Morning America that the family of 5-year-old Ariel Young wants to see the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt could ever receive. The girl's been hospitalized since the 4th of February crash in which Reed's truck slammed into two cars on the side of the road. Police have said Britt Reed told investigators he had two or three alcoholic drinks along with prescribed Adderall before the crash. No charges have yet been filed. Now to the Olympics. The postponed Tokyo Olympics look like they'll take place without any fans from abroad. The Japanese newspaper Mainichi reports that the decision has been made to exclude foreign fans. The newspaper cites only unnamed sources. And don't forget the Royals and White Sox this afternoon. First pitch at 2:05. Mid-America Network
Tuesday
Sports.
Tuesday night, Substate Basketball quarterfinal saw the Marysville boys advance with a 57-48 win over Sabetha. Second seed MHS will face third seed Pleasant Ridge Friday night in 3A boys semifinals at Sabetha. Time to be announced. Pleasant Ridge, 13-4, defeated Hiawatha 64-61. Top of the bracket saw top seed Royal Valley advance with a win over Oskaloosa, 73-26, while fourth seed Nemahal Central was upended by five seed Jeff West, 58-51. KNDY will air the Bulldog Boys game live Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Top seed Valley Heights girls took Republic County 62-15 in Tuesday night action, advancing to host 5th seed Horton Friday as they won over Mount Academy 46-41. 3rd seed Washington County Lady Tigers handled Valley Falls 49-26 and move on to face Riverside Friday. Riverside knocked off 2nd seed ACCHS in a rout 60-27.
Slow start in the first half, but a strong finish in the second half for the Washington County Lady Tigers, defeating the Valley Falls Lady Dragons 49-26, tipping off the 2A Substate quarterfinals. Washington County led 18-12 at the intermission. That game tied much of the first half, but Washington County outscoring the Dragons 17-7 in the third, 14-7 down the stretch as they took advantage of late free throws. Mia Cardenas led scores with 11 points for Washington County. Nina Kern with 10. Washington County improves to 10-9, advancing to the semifinals at Valley Heights Friday. Valley Falls, led by Michaela Yates with 8 points, a couple of early trays, all her scoring in the first half. The Lady Dragons end their campaign at 4-16. Final Tuesday, Washington County 49, Valley Falls 26. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
KNDY broadcast plans Thursday, Lynn Wetmore girls at 5:30, Hanover Blue Valley girls at 8, live from Axtell on FM 95.5. Friday, Valin Wetmore boys at 5:30, Hanover Axtell boys at 8, from Axtell on FM 95.5, with Marysville and Pleasant Ridge boys Friday at Sabetha on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Queen of the Prairie's airy cotton candy pink blossoms are sure to brighten your midsummer garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Native to moist prairies, woodlands, and other wet areas, this 5 feet tall plant prefers full sun or partial shade and moist soil. Plants will spread by seed in underground stems called rhizomes. Slow its spread by removing flowers as they fade. This deadheading won't encourage more blooms, but will prevent new seedlings from forming. Pruning it back a bit harder will allow more sunshine to reach neighboring plants and eliminates brown leaves that develop on plants growing in hot, dry locations. Combine this royal beauty with other moisture lovers like swamp milkweed and Joe Pye weed in sunny locations. Cardinal flower and turtlehead make great companions in the shade. And add a few of these sweetly fragrant flowers to your summer bouquets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There was no stunt he wouldn't consider. And because of his daredevil nature, some have called him the first real-life superhero. After all, he was the first to have his own action figure, just like Superman and Batman. We go to his museum on this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA home loan benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Mike Patterson owns the Harley-Davidson dealership in Topeka, Kansas. They specialize in motorcycle restoration and had done work for music legend Jerry Lee Lewis. Lewis was so pleased he passed Mike's name to someone else.
They called us and said they had a friend that had just bought Evel Knievel's Mack truck and it needed repair, and asked if we knew anybody that we could tell them about that could do restorations on a Mack truck. And I got a little overly excited and told them we did Mack restorations, and they believed me.
Mike loved motorcycles and grew up watching Evel Knievel. He wasn't about to let that chance pass him by. And he offered an idea with what to do with that truck.
Literally, we had the museum constructed to, so the truck could fit in here with an inch to spare. Then we built everything else around it.
The Evel Knievel Museum was born.
We've got everything in here from his motorcycles, his helmets, the leathers, the canes, the jewelry, his clothing.
The exhibits, videos, x-rays of all his broken bones is an impressive collection that captivates people of all ages. And then there's the section that deals with all of the memorabilia, the way Evel made much of his money beyond those famous motorcycle jumps.
He made a lot of money jumping, but the real big dollars, the dollars that were buying his jet airplanes and his yachts, were from the licensing, from the toys, from Ideal.
In some ways, Evel was bigger than life. And perhaps that's what was the most difficult thing about being himself.
There's a quote that we have up in the museum, and it says, "I created Evel Knievel, and then he kind of got away from me." Because he had to keep reinventing and doing something bigger.
You can catch the TV version of our story on U.S. Farm Report or by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Topeka, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heenehockey Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. on U.S. Highway 36, a mile east of Baileyville to E Road, then a quarter mile south. Selling tractors and farm equipment, including a pair of 79 white D105 diesel tractors, Oliver 770 diesel wide front row crop tractor, 59 Oliver 770 gas narrow front row crop tractor, 46 Farmall H narrow front tractor, a Cat D6 dozer. They'll have a couple of old grain trucks, several older pickups, a lot of machinery items, including a John Deere 4400 combine, four bottom plows, a disc, six row air planter, a drill, 10 foot seeder, a couple of trailers, couple of blades, a rotary mower, 70s era Bobcat skid steer. Also selling fuel barrels, a welding table, 30 ton bottle and 2 ton floor jacks, some collectible items and some household items. Plus farmland selling at 1 o'clock, 150 acres more or less, with 131 acres cropland, 18 acres waterway, and a building site with 1 acre. Farm's been idle for the past few years, lays well, and is in convenient location along U.S. 36 and E Road in Marion Township, a mile east of Baileyville. Building site has a 40 by 60 foot shed and a few older garages. This farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heenehockey Saturday, March 6th, begins at 10 a.m. east of Baileyville. Olmsted and Sandstrom Real Estate Broker and Auctioneers. There will be a land auction, 176 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County grassland, selling for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, southwest of Blaine, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. This is a 176-acre tract, mostly clean native grass pasture, with approximately 25 acres brome grass for pasture or hay, two smaller wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property has three ponds and a very good pipe corral. Property has building site potential with a scenic view, electric service across the road, and rural waterline access. Fences are in fair to good condition. For inspection, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer at Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for the Donald McLaughlin Estate. Saturday, March 6th, sale begins at 3 p.m. at St. Columbakeel Church Hall at Blaine. Property is located 2 miles south of the Highway 16 99 Junction at Blaine to Huff Road, then a mile west to Rock Creek Road on the southwest corner.
Springtime means frolicking baby lambs. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Careful attention to the ewes during pregnancy will help ensure their babies are born healthy and strong as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Feeding and management of your ewes in late gestation can determine the success of the lambing season. About 70% of fetal growth occurs during the last 4 to 6 weeks of pregnancy, so the ewe needs a more nutrient-dense diet. Dan Morickel is an animal science professor at Iowa State University. He says the challenge is meeting each ewe's nutritional needs.
We've got ewes of different sizes, different number that they're carrying, so it's hard to meet each individual ewe's requirements because they're so variable within the flock. So we do need to monitor body condition score on the group, either make some adjustments for the whole feeding program, or we could sort off the thinner ewes that may not be competing well at the bunk and give them extra feed.
Be sure you're feeding enough vitamin E in late gestation. Lambs absorb it through the milk, and the vitamin helps ward off disease. Ewes should also be vaccinated, especially a booster against enterotoxemia. Shear ewes about a month prior to lambing. This results in a cleaner, drier environment for newborn lambs. When the sheep are nearly ready to give birth, Morickel says to make sure there's enough room for everybody.
I think the biggest mistake most of us make is we have them too packed together. We need about 20 square foot per ewe on our barn space. A rule of thumb that I was taught is if you kneel down in the straw and you come up with a wet knee, you're not bedding enough, so we need to maybe use more bedding than we're accustomed to try to keep the barn dry.
Have your supplies ready. This includes a stomach feeding tube for lambs that won't nurse and a digital thermometer to monitor for hypothermia. Many sheep producers have added a wireless camera to monitor the pens. Learn more about caring for pregnant ewes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe in all I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway.
Sweet.
among men. Well, Jesus, you know, you're looking below, and it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving,
by a neighbor's home and notice their garden and maybe immediately think to yourself, I wish I could do that, but I just don't have a green thumb. Many people have that same thought when it comes to achieving financial clarity. You might see others living full and meaningful lives, but think there's no way you could do that, especially on your budget. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I'm excited to share some good news. No matter the amount or size of your resources, you can experience financial clarity. You know, financial clarity is deeply personal. It's about being a good steward of all God has given you. And it's based on your faith, your values, and your beliefs. It's all about fulfilling your purpose in life. The most important part of financial clarity is knowing how you want to use your resources. Whatever your goals in life, knowing what's important to you will help you make financial decisions to get there. And when you have financial clarity, you'll find you're living a life full of meaning and gratitude.
A laundry list from agriculture for the folks in Washington, D.C. today on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Kip Eideberg works for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, an industry group representing farm machinery and construction equipment makers in North America. He suggests that rural America is not getting the kind of cooperation it needs from Washington. He also says rural areas need help with broadband connections and rural infrastructure improvements. And so much of the last year was very tough for farmers and ranchers.
And on top of that, farmers have been battered by low commodity prices. We're seeing some positive news on that front recently, but that has had an impact over the past 12 months, the trade war with China and mounting bankruptcy. So there's a number of challenges that we all need to address.
Eideberg lays it out for the powers that be.
I think it's policies to provide farmers and ranchers with the tools they need to manage risk, open up more markets for U.S. commodities, and certainly for U.S. equipment as well, ensure a regulatory system that is fair and transparent, and finally, enable the technology that farmers need to grow more food while improving the environment. And if we can do all of that, you know, I think that we are going to be on the pathway to a healthy, a vibrant rural America.
And finally, says Eideberg, nothing matters until we get COVID under control. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, we know that the brutal cold temperatures back in February took a toll on the winter wheat crop in some areas. Texas comes to mind first, but it wasn't always good for Oklahoma or Kansas either, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Continuing to look at some of the wheat that was exposed, didn't have much of a snow cover. Oklahoma tended to do better with the snow cover for this February cold wave. So just 14% of the winter wheat rated very poor to poor there, up from 5% in late January. In Kansas, where you've got a combination of drought and potential freeze loss, 28% of the winter wheat rated very poor to poor. That's up from 24% in late January.
And Kansas is a bit on the dry side. Topsoil moisture supply is rated 19% very short, 23% short. Subsoil moisture supply is rated 19% very short, 27% short. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great parts selection and order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com. And we are seeing soil temperatures increase. The warm days are helping greatly. Far northwest Kansas looking at 32, 33, and 34 degrees. North central Kansas, 35, 36, and 37 degrees at a 2-inch soil depth. Here in south central and southeastern Kansas, a bit warmer. We're touching 41, 42 degrees in most areas across south central and southeast Kansas. In Oklahoma, it is a bit warmer there, looking at temperatures at 36 and 37 degrees in the panhandle. 42, 43, and 44 degrees in most sections of central and northeastern Oklahoma. The warmest temperatures are in the southern tier of counties down in south Oklahoma, where 2-inch soil temperatures range from 47 to 49 degrees. Once again, these warmer temperatures through the day will help warm the soil temperature. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money.
Next annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, 12 commercial three-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The UK is committed to increase its ethanol blend standard to 10% nationwide by September, prompting praise from U.S. groups representing corn and ethanol producers. Gasoline, or petrol, as the British commonly call it, now contains no more than 5% ethanol blend in the UK. The U.S. exported 27 million gallons of corn-based ethanol to the UK in 2020, according to the data from the U.S. Grains Council. The Grains Council, Growth, Energy, and Renewable Fuels Association said in a joint statement that the British move to E10 comes amid a global push to decarbonize the transportation sector and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They say this is a welcome announcement that will benefit the health of U.K. residents, create more jobs, and accelerate the country's goal of a zero-emissions future. Well, House Democrats bringing back spending earmarks for a first time in a decade, but there'll be some new transparency requirements, including a requirement that all requests for funding local projects be posted online, according to the rules posted by the House Appropriations Committee. House members will be allowed to request designated funding for up to 10 projects a year, and there will be a cap on the annual amount earmarked spending. Advocates say that the earmarks also will be critical to getting bipartisan support for infrastructure legislation. The Trump administration made it difficult to find information about key environmental regulations, but was replacing them. A new report from the Environmental Data and Governance Initiative was found. Among the examples, the EPA took down background on the Obama administration's 2015 Waters of the Earth rule throughout the process of repealing and replacing it. So there was no information on the website that pointed to a scientific reasoning for the review, revision, or repeal, the report said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Cattleman's Choice and Customer Appreciation Celebration at T7 Ranch Greenleaf will be Saturday, March 20th. 40 Angus and 20 Sim Angus, reasonably priced bulls ready to produce with the best genetic value anywhere. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 5, followed by a complimentary meal and Nashville recording artist Jason Callahan at the T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf. Pictures, video, and online catalog available at t7ranch.wordpress.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
When you attach a liquid tank to an ATV or UTV, be careful. All that liquid sloshing around can flip you over on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
ATVs and UTVs are used for many purposes on the farm. Maybe you haul water or liquid chemicals in a big tank on the back of the vehicle. Be aware that you need to take extra safety precautions with this type of load. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says there are two ways that liquid tanks can affect an ATV or UTV. The first one is that the center of gravity is changed. It makes the vehicle more top-heavy and easier to roll over. The second way is what he calls live loading.
Meaning that the contents in that tank can move around and shift, which can create an unstable, quick movement of a lot of weight. Weight distribution on ATVs and UTVs can be very particular. They impact the operation of the vehicle pretty dramatically.
If you take a sharp turn or the wheel hits a depression in the ground, you will feel the weight shift and the vehicle trying to roll in one direction. It's a good idea to know where holes and rocks are located. Schwab also recommends checking with the vehicle's manufacturer for safety precautions when carrying tanks with liquid.
Like where the tank can be placed, what's the capacity of the tank that the vehicle can support. Two is using a tank that has baffles and that prevents that liquid from moving to one side of the tank in a rapid motion. It has to kind of filter through and it makes the motion of that liquid slow down enough so that it's not like a hammer hitting.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more safety tips when hauling liquid tanks at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We still are seeing some pretty serious issues with corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. May corn is down 10, 535. July is down 8 and 3 quarters. It's 523 and 3 quarters. May Kansas City wheat is down 9 and a half at 625 and 3 quarters. July is down 10 at 630 and a half. Soybeans not looking well. May beans down 5 and a half at 1407. July beans down 8 at 1390 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal down 270 at 419. May bean oil is up 3 at 4969. So there is one tiny bright spot there with corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat, but most everything is struggling. Cotton is really having a bad day today. May cotton is down 241 at 88.58. July cotton is down 240 at 89.52. So we'll see if that continues as we get close to the end of the day here. In the livestock complex, things have turned around for cattle. We had some shakiness going on early on, but now things are looking pretty good. April live cattle up a couple of pennies at 119.45. June up 7 at 117.82. Some of the back months are up by 40, 50 cents. In feeder cattle, April up 40 at 140.87. May feeders up 72 at 144.30. So we're looking pretty good with feeder cattle. The back months, again, are all up by 70 cents or so. Hogs are doing well right now. April hogs up 260 at 87.95. May hogs up 162 at 89.55. So a pretty decent look across the livestock complex right now. Energies look good. April crude oil is up $1.96 at 61.71. May crude's up 193 at 61.49. And we're also seeing plus signs for unleaded gas and heating oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 105 points, currently at 31,497. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
More than ever, it's critical to take advantage of favorable grain prices when you see them, even when your crop is still in the field. You can when you have a thoughtful crop revenue plan with Frontier Farm Credit. Our crop insurance officers have the expertise to deliver a plan that can help you lock in those crop prices, protect your income, and your working capital too. We'll show you how. Learn more by calling Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
Hey, it's Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and this is my brand new song, Shadows on the Shades, right here on KNDY.
Tell me the traffic didn't go your way, but I
today's hot new country and your all-time favorites. Serving Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska since 1974. KNDY-FM, Marysville.